we put all our concerns to him, you know, and I do believe he took them on board, and, you know, we expect some kind of something back in the next number of weeks on what he's going to try and do for us.
In terms of the Gores fire losses, he's not making any false promises, but neither really is he giving you much hope.
Yes, the problem with the Gores fires, there is a fund in Europe for cases like this, but unfortunately, our case is not big enough as far as we can make out. It's serious as far as the county is concerned, but as a European thing, it's a very small gorse fire, so therefore it doesn't qualify. But he is looking at alternatives because there's a grant out there for sheep fencing, and he's looking maybe of how could we get some of these farmers into it without costing them any money, and maybe getting us back on our feet again that way. So he's definitely looking at other avenues to see what is the best way forward.
The other issue that's been gripping farmers in recent times has been the AO schemes, which replace reps, and fears that there's not enough money in the pot, there's not enough spaces for people to become involved. Any movement on that?
There's no movement there now. We are disappointed that it hasn't made the move on that. It's especially in this, you know, with people in this county are concerned. We pushed him very hard on it, but, you know, he's not going to budge as far as we can see, but we're not going to stop there. We're going to keep at him, because compared to Reps 3, it's not a good enough scheme. We're looking for more, because at the end of the day, it will help the environment. We're not looking for anything for nothing.